This is Ozarks at Large. The president of Northwest Arkansas Community College, Dr. Becky Panites, says she will retire from that post in June 2013. She made the announcement last night at the school's Board of Trustees meeting. She's been the president of Northwest Arkansas Community College since 2003. During her tenure, the school was able to raise $69 million in private and public funding, establish 5 learning centers to broaden post-secondary educational opportunities in nearby communities, and form a partnership with the National Child Protection Training Center.
More than 40% of students who receive Arkansas Lottery scholarships don't qualify to keep those funds for a second school year. A report to the Legislative Oversight Committee of the Arkansas Lottery Commission breaks down the distribution of scholarships by several factors, including race, gender, and county. Shane Broadway, interim director of the Arkansas Department of Higher Education, says his department is working to make students aware of the scholarships and help them keep the awards.
Anytime a student doesn't retain a scholarship, it's certainly a concern. What we want to try to find out more is what is causing them, more than likely. We know that the two biggest issues for a student not to finish college once they get there, one is they're not academically prepared enough to handle the rigors sometimes of college. Secondly is financial.
The report also found many more female students are applying for lottery scholarships than male students.
The average cost for a gallon of gasoline in Arkansas is up another 3.5 cents over the last week. That's according to the website ArkansasGasPrices.com. That tracking site says the average gallon of gas in the state now costs $3.78. That's still below the national average of $3.91.
Former Democratic legislator Fred Smith will not be running for a seat in the Arkansas House this election. Pulaski County Judge Mary McGowan ruled Monday that because Smith had not been cleared of his felony conviction before filing day, he is ineligible to run. Spokesperson for the Democratic Party of Arkansas, Candace Martin, says the party brought the case to court itself out of a duty to citizens.
From the onset of this process, our number one priority has just been to ensure that Arkansas law was maintained and that the people of that particular state representative district had representation that was able to fulfill the requirements as set out by the law.
Because Smith has since been cleared of his charge of theft of property delivered by mistake, he may be able to run in the future.
The University of Arkansas gymnastics team is now ranked 8th in the nation. That's after qualifying for the national championship meet. Arkansas will head to the NCAA championships in Georgia that begin on April 20th. This weekend, Arkansas plays 2nd in the NCAA Southeast Regional, held at Barnhill Arena. This is the 6th time in 7 years the Arkansas team has qualified for the national championship meet.
The Arkansas Razorback baseball team meets Oklahoma in Norman tonight. Arkansas is ranked 11th in the country after taking 2 of 3 from Georgia this weekend in Fayetteville.
Theater Squared Season 6 concludes with The Fall of the House, playing Thursday through May 6th at Walton Arts Center's Nadine Baum Studio. In this mystery, spanning 2 centuries, T2 artistic director Robert Ford explores the desperate bargains we make for love. Tickets and more information for The Fall of the House available at theater2.org or 443-5600.
KUAF is proud to co-sponsor the 2012 Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. This 10K and 5K race, plus a 1-mile family walk, will be held on Saturday, April 28th at the Pinnacle Hills Promenade in Rogers. A pre-race pasta party will be held on Friday, April 27th. Race forms, pasta tickets, and more information are available at komenozark.org or 750-